Dry soils during last fall's planting of winter wheat hinder germination and emergence of the crop. SDSU Extension Agronomy Field Specialist Clarence Winter explains.
It had a chance to put maybe some roots down, but not as much as maybe we were hoping for. And consequently, I think that's kind of part of the reason why the emergence hasn't been so good.
In order to grow and produce wheat, fall planted seeds need to take in moisture and swell before going into dormancy. Ideally, fall moisture fuels vegetative growth before picking up again in the spring when weather warms. Another strike against this year's wheat is an open winter where the lack of snow left seedlings unprotected from wind and cold.
That snowfall is a very important factor in our insulative ability of our soils. It can have those conditions and be very cold, but snow has a remarkable ability to keep the soil temperatures, especially where the seed is planted, to stay at not so cold levels. So the jury is still out in terms of what the damage of that is going to be. And I implore farmers to kind of get out in the field while the weather is nice and see what they're dealing with and keep an eye on it.
On the flip side, Winter says wheat is a remarkably hardy crop, and it's too early to determine how fields have fared over winter. As of early February, the USDA Ag Statistics Service reported 28% of South Dakota's winter wheat was rated poor to very poor. 47% is said to be fair, and 25% is ranked as good. No winter wheat is rated excellent in the state. It's estimated South Dakota farmers planted 790,000 acres of winter wheat last autumn. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.